your home for the St. Louis Cardinals. They're finally off the ship.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
That's the cheering in Cambodia, where a cruise ship that couldn't find a port amid coronavirus fears was at last allowed to dock. Fox's Simon Owen monitoring live from London.
Dave, among those relieved to be back on dry land, Joe Spaziani from Florida.
It's been a long struggle. We appreciate everyone being here. Thank you.
Passengers on the MS Westerdam disembarking in Cambodia after nearly 2 weeks stranded at sea. The ship turned away by five countries, including the U.S. territory of Guam, despite no confirmed cases of the virus aboard. Cambodian's authoritarian leader, Hun Sen, who was at the dock to welcome the arrivals, saying he believes the real problem is the sickness of fear. Dave.
Simon, some elderly passengers on a quarantine cruise ship near Tokyo have been allowed off while the others remain quarantined. More than 200 passengers did get the coronavirus on that ship. China today announced another 5,000 corona cases. 121 more people died. President Trump still has full faith and confidence in his attorney general. But a White House statement also defends the president's right to tweet. Bill Barr says it's time to stop tweeting about Department of Justice criminal cases, telling ABC those messages
make it impossible for me to do my job.
Barr says DOJ acted independently of the president, acting and calling for a lighter sentence for Trump associate Roger Stone for lying to Congress in the Russia probe. But citing Trump tweets, Democrats say the president interfered and they want Barr to resign. Closing arguments are today for the prosecutor at Harvey Weinstein's trial in New York. Weinstein charged with raping and sexually assaulting two women. The ex-Hollywood producer's lawyer urged the jury in closing yesterday to use common sense and acquit him, arguing it was consensual. And the accusers latched onto Weinstein, trying to use the connection to further their careers. America's listening to Fox News.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Some of President Trump's fellow Republicans sided with Democrats in the Senate, approving a resolution to put limits on the commander-in-chief on the heels of the U.S. strike last month that killed a top Iran general.
Over the objections of President Trump and GOP Senate leadership, eight Senate Republicans joined Democrats to pass a war powers resolution requiring congressional approval for further military action against Iran.
We have a special obligation to make sure that we deliberate and deliberate carefully before we send troops into harm's way.
Virginia Democrat Tim Kaine authored the resolution that now heads to the House. Passage there would send the resolution to President Trump. A veto is expected. Neither the House nor Senate has the supermajority required to override a veto. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Amazon has won a round in court over a $10 billion cloud contract with the U.S. military. A federal ruling ordered Microsoft to halt work. Amazon sued, alleging that President Trump's bias against the company hurt its bid, allowing Microsoft to win. It's Valentine's Day, and you know who's most happy? Russell Stover, Hallmark, flower shops, and jewelry stores.
How much are we spending on our partners on Valentine's Day? Bankrate's new survey says that across the U.S., we'll shell out almost $27.5 billion, up 32% from last year. That breaks down to about $152 on average. And if you're a millennial, it jumps to $208. About 75% of that generation, age 24 to 39, plans to spend money for Valentine's Day, more than any other age group, too. They're also expecting their partner or spouse to spend the most on them, at least $153. Bankrate also found the longer the relationship, the less money people are likely to spend on their Valentine. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures up modestly the day after the selling that brought the market down from record highs. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign Chancellor Robert J. Jones will honor three Division of Public Safety employees February 24th with the Chancellor's Medallion for their investigation of the June 2017 disappearance of visiting scholar Yin-Yin Zhang. A release from the university says, in addition to the many other personnel involved in the investigation, Jones said the actions and dedication of Sergeant James Carter, telecommunicator Kenny Costa, and Detective Eric Steverson were particularly noteworthy. The event is in the Illinois Ballroom of the I Hotel and Conference Center in Champaign. Jones will make remarks at 4 o'clock. The Illinois Education Association this week put out a report that shows Illinoisans do not have a high regard for public schools outside of their own communities. The association indicates in its State of Education report that 1,000 Illinois residents taking part in the poll gave a grade of C to public schools, although they gave their local public schools an A or B grade. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
All right, good morning. Yeah, it's deep freeze time. I got minus two. What do you got?
Minus four.
Okay. Let's just settle on minus three.
Okay.
Yeah. It's cold this morning across East Central Illinois. Blossom Basket Florist. It's Valentine's Day. You do what you want to do. You want to try and get called to and whatever.
Okay. 367 Rose.
It's really busy at Blossom Basket. You can try later today, but they've got 15 drivers. Blossom Basket, the premier flowers that are out of the South American fields 3 days ago, and they're going to last a couple of weeks. They're going to be awesome. 367 Rose or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie. You can always pop in and pick up a bouquet or something. They'll go into the coolers. I know I wanted something with some daisies, and they were able to put that together. It's going to be busy, though, at Cunningham and Kerr and the Crossing in Champaign. Today's high 17, 9 our low tonight, but plenty of sunshine as we wrap up the week. Clouds tomorrow with a high 38, low 26, and up to 42 on Sunday with partly cloudy conditions. Minus 3 now, and the wind chill advisory with us until 9 a.m. We are ESPN 93.5.
Okay, again, happy Valentine's Day,
happy
everybody.
Happy Valentine's Day. I know Mike and I earlier this week said we still got our truce, right? Valentine's Day.
Well, does that mean you don't spend a lot of money?
Exactly.
You're not going to spend part of the $32 billion? That's up 32% from a year ago. How's the economy doing?
I know.
That's amazing.
Heard that story. Yeah. I said a handwritten note is really what I like the best. So that's what we try to do for each other.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Just be kind to each other. And hopefully, and I know guys have lamented in the last week, you need to do this every day. You need to show some kindness and some love to your special person all the time, right?
That's right.
Treat them like gold. Don't never take anybody for granted. Never take anything for granted. It's a very important time. But every day is a good day to say I love you. And every day is a good day to say, hey, let me do that for you. And be thoughtful and kind and everything. I mean, I don't know. I guess you can go grab something and give it to them and say, I did something. But is it more because you're in your heart, you're going, I did something versus I really want to do something? Maybe the other 364 days. But no, hey, it's great for Ron Bailey and the Blossom Basket Florist. There'll be people scrambling a little bit, waking up, realizing this is February 14. Can you imagine the Blossom Basket today with a minus three on the board, how cold it is in Central Illinois? They got to keep the flowers covered. They can't be outside more than 5 minutes. It's a logistical challenge today for the Blossom Basket Florist. Well, President Trump wars with Bloomberg. All this Twitter stuff. Former Deputy Assistant to President George W. Bush. You see him on television all the time. Brad, you got a face made for TV. Good news. How you doing?
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you back. You're short. Everybody laughs behind your back. Really? Is this fourth grade? What's happened with this social media and how we're using all this?
Well, this is the epic battle between two old New York warriors. And if it is between Mike Bloomberg and Donald Trump, it'll be epic and it'll be something to see. But I don't think the Democrats would ever allow it because this is the year of the socialist. Democrats have gone full-blown socialist. The AOCs of the world, Bernie, will burn down the House before they'll ever turn it over to Mike Bloomberg.
It reminds me of Sound of Music. How do you solve a problem like Bernie? What are they going to do about this, Brad? Because really, I think everybody ought to cut to the chase and just say, you know what, just ask AOC, because we're going to do what she says anyway.
Right. I mean, they're running the place. Pelosi has basically surrendered to these, they're socialists. You know, I remember a time not too long ago where if you called a Democrat a socialist, you were actually defaming them. Now they get angry if you don't call.
No, I know. I don't know what happened.
So I think it the decision for that the American people will have in November is stark. It's between capitalism, freedom of choice, and Democratic-controlled socialism. And I think with Donald Trump's record, he should trounce these guys. And the fact is Mike Bloomberg is trying to buy his way in. Doesn't work in our system, thank God. Not going to work now. And Democrats, I don't think, would ever accept Mike Bloomberg to come in from left field, no pun intended, and take their nomination.
James Carville, I don't want to be in a cult. I'm 75 years old. Bernie Sanders, he's a political hack. Last night, James Carville said, I am an effing political hack, but at least I'm not a communist. I mean, what are we going to do with this, Brad? I mean, this is going to be interesting, because if you don't get Bloomberg and you don't get Bernie, you've got a fissure right down the middle of the Democratic Party. They got a problem lassoing this thing together in time.
They do, and I think the real chaos is going to come when they try and form their platform. The platform committee is going to be overrun by the AOCs, and it's going to be so far left that it'll be an albatross around the neck of whoever the nominee is. Because remember, the party platform is made every 4 years, and that basically becomes the Bible of the party through the election cycle and the next 4 years. So Donald Trump's going to have a field day just ripping holes through their socialist platform, their red book, and that's what Donald Trump should call it, their red book, their Mao book, and it's not going to play well in any part of the country, and I don't think it's even going to play well in the urban areas.
Okay, last couple of minutes with Brad Blakeman, former Deputy Assistant to President George W. Bush. How did we get here? How in the world, in America, the greatest nation on earth in the history of humankind with liberty and freedom, how did we get here with socialism?
Well, we got here because Democrats couldn't attack Donald Trump on his record. They tried to take him down politically, and that didn't work. And there's nothing like offering free stuff to people and try to appeal to their greed as opposed to their patriotism. And, you know, who doesn't like free stuff? But in America, we earn our way. You know, when Klobuchar gave that impassioned speech about her grandfather being a miner and how he had to save money in a coffee can, that's a Republican speech. That's, you know, bettering the next generation. That's about working hard.
Mm-hmm.
Amy Klobuchar didn't talk about her grandfather taking stuff from the government. And by the way, her minor grandfather wouldn't have a job under Democrats because they're going to shut mining down.
Does Amy Klobuchar have a chance at all?
No, she's a milquetoast, and I think that you know, she has no chance of winning the nomination, and Donald Trump would have her for lunch.
Only in Washington, I'm just seeing where Joe Manchin, who voted to impeach and remove, Joe Manchin said he could possibly support Donald Trump in 2020. Only in Washington, Brad.
Right. In one breath, he wants you thrown out. In the next breath, he wants you reelected. I mean, Joe Manchin has got the spine of a jellyfish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he tries to be all things to all people, and it ain't going to work. And Donald Trump is going to eviscerate Manchin too and expose him for what he is. He's just he's a nothing. He stands for nothing. And you know, if you're not a principled person, you're not going to be around too long.
Yeah. Okay. And finally, so in your heart, Brad Blakeman, you've been around this game a while. Obviously, you don't take it for granted. But will Donald Trump win again?
Yes, he'll win, and the primary reason is because he delivered. He under-promised and over-delivered. He made good on his promises. America is doing a heck of a lot better today than it was before he took office. People vote selfishly with their pocketbook, but they also vote patriotically. And for the first time in a long time, the president is doing what he said he'd do.
And Bernie, is that who you think will come out of this thing on the Democrat?
Yeah, I think it's going to be Bernie, wow. And if it isn't Bernie, then anybody else is going to be forced upon the convention, and I don't think that the AOCs of the world and Bernie will allow that to happen.
All right, Brad Blakeman, thank you as always. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Former Deputy Assistant George W. Brad Blakeman. You see him on Fox Television a lot. I think he's a Fox, whatever they call him, contributor.
Yes.
You want to be a contributor to Fox News? Even CNN. I think it pays okay, but you got to get to that designation. Mm-hmm. If you get the contributor thing, you can get some coin on that. All right, going to talk to Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, bottom of the hour. They're both in Florida this morning. In fact, they're going to play some golf on, I think, Monday or Tuesday down in Naples. Let's check your sports headlines.
Indiana beat Illinois in the women's basketball team yesterday. Number 22, Illinois at Rutgers in New Jersey tomorrow at 3:30. Got any predictions, Stevie J?
Going to be tough. They're undefeated at home this year. Rutgers is a very good basketball team. I would think going to be an uphill climb. And, of course, doesn't appear we'll have Io DeSumo for the next week or two. But I don't think anybody knows the timeline.
We're right.
Presuming that. So we'll see. Again, go play well and see what happens. Play tough, play hard. But Rutgers this year in wherever they're at. I don't know.
I think New Jersey, right?
Yeah, no, it's New Jersey, but okay. Piscopi, I don't know. What's the town?
I don't know.
Anyway, they're undefeated at home this year, so it'll be tough. 3:30 tomorrow.
And our Illinois baseball team gets their season underway, so they've got a 10:45 first pitch there in North Carolina. It's the Big Ten ACC Challenge for our softball team also in North Carolina. We had a Big Ten upset yesterday with Indiana taking down number 21, Iowa, 89-77. Is Iowa someone we're contending with?
It's everybody. There's 12 teams that are trying to make the NCAA tournament 12.
Oh, yeah. Iowa is our last home game on March 8th.
But there are 12 teams that have a chance to be in the NCAA tournament. And the 12th team is 6-7, and the third place team is 8-5. That's how tight it is. Everybody is 6-7, 7-6, 8-6. I mean, it's just within a game or two, and you're in 12th. I mean, it's just a tight Big Ten, as expected.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Northwestern is at number 13, Penn State, tomorrow at 11 a.m., so you can take note of that, too. Again, our tip-off is at 3:30 against Rutgers. Go Illini. Time to bounce back. The All-Star break is happening in Chicago at the United Center. We mentioned yesterday, tickets a little on the expensive side for that.
Uh-huh. You can get in for about $900 this morning in the tippy top of a 23,000-seat arena in the end zone if you want to say you were there. Otherwise, good seats running about, I'd say respectable seats are running right around $8,000 to $11,000 each.
Mm. That hurts.
Oh my goodness.
My husband would say, I could get a pre-owned car for that. On the BMW.
Yeah, you could. You could get a new Civic for two seats.
There you go.
So there you go.
He always puts it in a car perspective.
That's good thinking there, Mike.
NHL action had Vegas over the St. Louis Blues. They'll host Nashville tomorrow, and the Blackhawks will be in Calgary tomorrow for a game. Let's see, we'll wrap with Daytona 500 is on Sunday. That means spring is on the horizon, right? If we get things underway in the racing world, William Byron and Joey Logano with their qualifying races yesterday. So things are looking good in Florida.
CMI can help you get that ice melt spread around this morning. This cold, it's tricky, but it's going to warm up pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So get the CMI Ice Melt Chemical Maintenance Incorporated on Bloomington Road in Champaign. They got the 50-pound box. They can dolly it to your car.
Yes, if you need that. But yeah. Stevie J has those rippling muscles here for Valentine's Day. I know.
Yeah.
Try to be impressive for Janet there.
Exactly. Let's never do that from memory.
Okay.
Chemical Maintenance Incorporated, CMIClean.com. Chemical Maintenance Incorporated on Bloomington Road for all your ice melt. Okay, let's check your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Up to 18. Just looking, it looks like we're at -3 and feels like -16 on the wind chill, but winds are only at 6, so there is a wind chill advisory until 9 a.m., so take note of that. Down to only 10 tonight, at least we're in double digits. 38 the high tomorrow, partly cloudy, down to 26, and 42 on Sunday. Showers in the forecast, back to work on Monday with a high 44.
Wow, that's incredible.
So again, we're at -3 on ESPN 93.5.
And almost a 50-degree temperature change. change by Monday. Fox Business Minute brought to you by Eric Boland, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric Boland, Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. All right, the Houston Astro baseball scandal and more. You can always text in 359-2255. 720.
I'm Deirdre Travolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Amazon has been able to stop the Pentagon and Microsoft from working on the JEDI Cloud Computing Project, at least temporarily. The project JEDI stands for Joint Enterprise Defense Infrastructure. Amazon sued, saying the government unfairly awarded the deal to Microsoft, and now a federal judge ordered Microsoft's work suspended. Amazon claims the administration blocked it from receiving the project because its CEO, Jeff Bezos, has been critical of the president. Barney's department store chain is completely closing a week from Sunday. It has stores remaining in New York City, Beverly Hills, and San Francisco, and New York headquarters. It's all closing. The New York Post says in New York alone, 719 employees will be losing their jobs. Barney's will return in Saks Fifth Avenue as boutiques in the fall. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda. Invested in you.
Laura Logan is back, and she's exclusively on Fox Nation with an unflinching look at the border crisis.
What I care about is one thing, the truth.
And she's taking on the mainstream media, tackling the issues that matter to America, one story at a time.
This is me at my core.
No bias, no nonsense. Laura Logan has no agenda. The must-see docuseries is available now, only on Fox Nation. Start your free trial at foxnation.com.
It's a sweetheart of a deal every year, and it's back. Say yes to a heart-shaped pizza this Valentine's Day at Rosati's. Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and starting February 10th, our pizzas are going heart-shaped, but only for a limited time. Say I love you with a thin heart-shaped pizza with two toppings and a 2-liter for just $19.99. Call 328-2334 for your heart-shaped pizza for just $19.99. That's 328-2334.
Yeah, if you'll listen to The Drive this afternoon all this week, they've been giving out that sweetheart pizza video from Rosati's Pizza. Now through, well, into day today, you can get an I Love You with a thin heart-shaped pizza. Two toppings, 2-liter, $19.99. Again, 328-2334. The Drive with Derek and Lon today from 4 to 6 on ESPN 93.5. Coming up, we're going to play some clips from Jim Crane, the owner of the Houston Astros, and then Alex Bregman, and then Jose Altuve. And it's just unbelievable when the owner of the Houston Astros says, well, I don't think it had any impact. We were good, and we won the World Series. Let's leave it at that. And then, I don't know, Buster Olney or somebody said, Jim, you just said you don't think it had any impact. No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. Yeah, you did. I got the video. I got the audio. And then Alex Bregman gets up there and just said, I just want to say I'm sorry for the choices. And Jose Altuve, who was wearing a wire. Listen, if you went to the Chicago Bears practice and videotaped everything, and knew when they were going to run their plays and how they worked, I think your defense would be a little better that Sunday. It's cheating. And the Houston Astros, outside of perhaps the Black Sox when the White Sox allegedly threw the games because of gambling, this is the worst thing that's ever happened to baseball. Steroids? Yeah. You still got to hit it. And it's just you. But this is a team premeditated scandal where we knew the fastball was coming, so I hit it for a home run and we eliminated a team. And who knows the impact they had on young pitchers coming in and blowing a save or something and getting sent to the minors or traded because they knew it was a fastball coming because they cheated. Anyway, it's nasty. And I just around baseball on September 21, you might want to buy this ticket ahead of time. When the Houston Astros go to the Bronx and play the Yankees, September 21 is the first time they meet this year. That's going to be a pretty hot ticket. So imagine the New York Yankees eliminated because Aroldis Chapman gave up a home run to Jose Altuve because Jose knew it was a fastball.
Right.
And imagine going to the Bronx because, you know, New Yorkers, they'll let that go. I'm sure they'll be fine. with the Astros cheating their way into the World Series. And so the Yankees, September 21, it's a four-game series late this year in baseball. It's the only time they go to New York. And they don't play the Dodgers, darn it, because that'd be interleague. But anyway, I imagine it'll be feisty. So if you can get a September 21 ticket, that's going to be hot stuff. You could sell it back.
Okay.
But you're going to, I don't think you can get a ticket. That thing's going to be sold forever. And it's going to be nuts because the Houston Astros, you might want to sit Jose Altuve and just not even take him. Just let him stay in the hotel.
Right.
It's going to be tough. Listen, and they deserve it. It's going to be, the fans are going to be on him. The pitchers, when they're able to put a reliever in to throw at somebody's head, that's going to happen. Because they need to, they're going to send a message whether they should or not, because you know, you'd never throw at anybody's head.
Right.
You'd kill them. But there's going to be stuff that's going to happen, and you're going to see a lot of highlights throughout the baseball year of Houston Astros on the road this year. And I do not think they will win their division, even though they're supposedly really, really good. Who knows how good they are when they know what pitches are coming at home?
Uh-huh.
It makes a difference on your average. All right, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. If you want an appliance, you go to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Family owned since 1977. Over 40 years of appliance experience. All they do is appliances. Dick Van Dyke, the largest independent appliance dealer in Central Illinois. Champaign, Bloomington, Springfield, and Decatur. They offer discount pricing on quality products from Maytag, Electrolux, Bosch, Frigidaire, GE, Whirlpool, and more. Low prices, best selection of appliances in Central Illinois. And they treat you like royalty. Plus, you can receive a free 10-year protection plan.
Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. If you're looking for appliances, go to appliance-world.com, appliance-world.com. And Champaign, you can drive on Neal before you get to the I-74 interchange. Be on the right-hand side of the road. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World since 1977 if you're looking for appliances. Okay. The news coming up. Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, got to play that James Carville clip. James Carville was the man for Bill Clinton in 1992.
Sure was.
He was the political guy that guided this young Arkansas governor to the presidency. George Herbert Walker Bush never thought it would happen. I think one of the quotes, they'll never elect that guy. They did. And Bill Clinton became president, inaugurated in 93. James Carville was in the White House all through the 90s. And so now that Bernie Sanders, at least he's authentic, he's a socialist, is putting a scare in the Democratic Party, thinking, oh boy, if we put up a socialist in the fall against Donald Trump with the economy booming, this could be bad for our life. And so now some of the traditional kind of clubby Democrats like James Carville and the Clintons, I mean, Hillary's spoken out against Bernie. Nobody likes him. He's never done anything. They're really afraid that if Bernie is on the top of this ticket, the Democrats will go down. And then if you try and do what you did to Bernie in 16, dear sweet Bernie, as they used to call him, when Hillary was running, they took that away from him. I actually think Bernie might have beat Donald Trump in 2016. I don't think he'll do it this time because the economy's too good. And when you really take a hard look at socialism, you go, what are we doing? What in the world would you want open borders for? And how can we possibly give health care to everybody, particularly in the state of Nevada? The culinary union, they don't want Bernie's Medicare for All. They got a great deal from the union. They just negotiated a new health care in Nevada. They love it. They're not voting for Bernie in Nevada.
I don't think.
So anyway, it's a real love. I'll play the clip. You got to hear it. And then Bernie's reaction, calling him a political hack.
Right. Remember when James Carville married Mary Matlin in 93?
I think Johnny was at their house.
Is that right? He's a Carville, Louisiana guy.
Well, he's in the New Orleans parish, and Mary Matlin's a strong Republican.
Yep.
Wow.
I know.
729, Brother Johnny, Mike Ditka next on this Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day.
Are you at your best when the whistle blows? With Carl Sports Medicine, you can jump higher, run faster, and be on your game every time. Take advantage of our professional athletic training services, plus injury prevention, and free sports medicine walk-in clinics with injury experts. Get ready to reach your personal best. Visit carl.org/sportsmedicine or call 217-383-9400. Carl, official medical provider of Fighting Illini Athletics.
If you're looking to save money at a grocery store with fresh fruits and vegetables, with in-store help, and someone who bags your groceries, I invite you to visit Value Check, where cost plus food creates more savings. Value Check, where quality and price meet you in the middle. Did I say you'll save money? You'll save money. Fantastic specials every single week. If you want to save money on your groceries, visit Value Check today. They're 1914 Glen Park Drive in Champaign.
Classic and rustic, contemporary, Hampton style, minimalist, or a combination of them all. We all have our own unique needs, particular styles, and favorite color patterns. Luther Falls understands that. They have an awesome creation suite on their website, lutherfalls.com, that allows you to pair different colors of cabinets, hardwood floors, and countertops. The staff at Luther Falls will take care of all of your needs and make sure the cabinets and pieces of flooring are perfectly set up. The quality of their products is second to none and service that can't be beat. Contact lutherfalls.com today.
Financing now available.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Attorney General William Barr, facing criticism for intervening in the sentencing recommendation for former Trump advisor Roger Stone, says no one, including the president, tells him what to do in matters like this.
The thing I have most responsibility for are the issues that are brought to me for decision. And I will make those decisions based on what I think is the right thing to do, and I'm not going to be bullied or influenced.
Attorney General Barr on ABC, a White House spokeswoman, says the president is fine with what he said. 8 days to the Nevada caucuses, the 60,000-member Culinary Workers Union will not be making an endorsement in the Democrats' presidential primary.
We're going to endorse our goals, what we're doing. That's what we're going to endorse.
Secretary Treasurer Gioconda Arguello-Klein says Joe Biden has been a friend to the union. The union has sent out a leaflet opposing Medicare for All as well. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. As of 11:30 yesterday morning, the Champaign Public Works Director declared that the sidewalk snow and ice removal requirement in the downtown and campus town areas is in effect. The Illinois State Climatologist indicated that our area got 3.1 inches of snow between Wednesday afternoon and Thursday morning. In order to make the sidewalks safer for pedestrians, city ordinance requires sidewalks to be cleared 48 hours after the Public Works Director's declaration. The period for compliance began at 11:30 in the morning on Thursday, so sidewalks need to be cleared by 11:30 a.m. Monday, February 17th. The Illinois Education Association this week put out a report that shows Illinoisans do not have a high regard for public schools outside of their own communities. The association indicates in its State of Education report that 1,000 Illinois residents taking part in the poll gave a grade of C to public schools, although they gave their local public schools an A or B grade. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Save up to $800 on select adjustable mattress sets during the President's Day event going on now at Illini Mattress. Save up to $400 on Sealy Hybrid, rated number one best hybrid. Save up to $500 on Tempur-Pedic, or save up to $800 on Stearns & Foster. Plus, get free local delivery and interest-free financing for up to 60 months with approved credit. Hurry in to family-owned Illini Mattress for presidential savings on your best sleep.
Check your weather for this Valentine's Day, brought to you by OSF Healthcare. Getting treatment you need without delay, visit osfhealthcare.org.
We've got a high 17 with the sunshine for Valentine's Day, down to 10 this evening. Up to 38 with some clouds tomorrow, down to around 26. Partly cloudy on Sunday with a high 42, low 30. Right now we're at 3 below zero, and the wind chill advisory is with us until 9 a.m. Wind chill currently at 13. Below zero.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure to welcome Brother Johnny today in Florida, West Palm Beach. Johnny!
Yeah, Steve, our wind chill's like down 71, I think, right now.
Yeah, okay. It's cold in Champaign. Mike Ditka across the state down in Naples. How are you, Coach?
Everything's good, guys.
Are you guys getting together, Johnny? Is this the...
Well, I gotta call Mike and see what she's doing. Mike, I want to come see you and Diana. Bobby and
come
I are over here. We want to
come on over and play.
We're gonna drive over on
whatever you want to do.
Hey, well, we'll come in. I'll call you. Are you at home right now? I might call you after our show. We'll talk about schedule.
I'm at home.
Okay.
Right,
well, you guys get your golf game going. Coach, make sure Johnny gives you a stroke and a half a hole. So don't go.
Oh, no. Listen, are you kidding?
All right. right. We touched the bases this morning, beginning with James Carville. James Carville is out. He's talking. And Johnny, by the way, you've been to James Carville's house a lot of time because he's married to a strong Republican, Mary Madeline, right?
Mary Madeline's whose house I went to. He happened to be her husband.
That's right. James Carville, who guided the Clintons to their 90s success, is out. He is talking all about Bernie.
But no one seems, there's a certain part of the Democratic Party that wants us to be a cult. I'm not interested in being in a cult. I'm 75 years old. I'm not a very culty person.
Look, James, in all due respect, is a political hack who said very terrible things when he was working for Clinton against Barack Obama. I think he said some of the same things.
And James Carville last night said, I am an effing political hack, but at least I'm not a communist. Oh, my goodness. What? Johnny, where's this going?
Well, I don't know. I've been saying Bernie, 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 because who's going to stand up to the ultra-left in the Democratic Party? They forced them into impeachment, and now they're really in a hole. And I don't see what's changed other than, if anything, they're picking up steam. Coach, they just seem to be picking up a little steam. So what do you do? I don't think James is the guy to come in and stop them, Mike. I don't know what kind of following.
Well, it's kind of got ugly. It shouldn't be that. You know, politics is one thing, but I mean, you're supposed to be trying to do what's best for our country, and these people certainly aren't. I think they find the party more important than the country. I think that's foolish.
Nope.
Foolish.
It's just that there's so many things that are going on that are good. I mean, the economy is red hot. Does he tweet too much for me? He does for me. But are things going well? Yeah, Johnny, they are.
Yeah, and the tweet thing's kind of a smokescreen red herring, too, because he's doing that for a reason. He's got something like, what, 40 million, 45 million tweet followers?
44 million, I believe, yeah.
Yeah, and so all the media, including Fox, put together might at any given time, what, have 12 or 15 million people watching him? And his option is, let them tell the people what I'm saying. That's his option.
Yeah,
he'll never tell the people what he's saying. That, Mike, he's figured out a way to, he's telling what he's thinking. You may not like it or the way he says it, but at least we know what he's thinking. That beats the heck out of some of the other situations. So I'm not an anti-tweeter. Yeah, I'd soften it up. But Trump. I mean, he's a different guy, Mike. I mean, you know, people used to make comments about the coach, if you remember some of those.
Well, I agree with you. To say he's a different guy, you're damn right he's a different guy, because he's not a politician. And that's the big difference, see. These other ones are politicians. He's not a politician, and he really doesn't give a darn what people think. And not that that's right or wrong. I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying that's the way he is.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you have what you have. I mean, I kind of like it because I get tired of listening to all this, we got to do what's prim and proper. Mm-hmm. Do what's right for our country.
Yeah.
That's the main thing you got to do. If you can do what's right for our country, I think you got to please a lot of people in the long run.
Do you know, too, Coach, it's interesting, but Bernie Sanders also says what he thinks.
Yeah,
I think
that's right.
He's telling what he wants, and I think that's just a trap. I don't agree with anything Bernie says, but, you know, I think that's what he's going to try to do. I believe it.
Well, at least he's been consistent and authentic. He's not hiding what he believes. It's just stunning to me.
Right.
I just wonder how we got to a point in America where a socialist is a real deal and a real threat. We've always had the Communist Party run for president. We've had all these fringe people, but now in the House of Representatives, the United States Congress, we've got 44 people that have signed on to an open borders thing. It's not two, it's 44. So what's changed in America to make this wave kind of real now?
Well, I don't know, but, you know, evidently the politics that led us to where we're at right now, a lot of people don't enjoy them and don't agree with it, rather. And so, I mean, we have what we have. I, you know, if people don't think America is a good country and that right now we're in good shape, then they ought to leave. I mean, I don't want to be that blunt, but it's fact. This is the greatest. We've got the best economy we've had in years. Things are going good. Our stature in the eyes of the rest of the world, regardless of what they think, is pretty darn good. I just don't understand what people want. You want to pick on Trump? Fine. But don't pick on him because of what the situation is in our society today. It's pretty darn good.
Well, and I'll tell you, Stevie, the socialism could be made to sound pretty fair. Well, it's not fair. Everybody should do this. It could be good. All it means is there won't be poor people here, or there won't be overly domineering people there. And nothing can be further from the truth. It can make more people poor. And you talk about the billionaires and the millionaires. We've talked about this before. There's 20 million millionaires, 500 billionaires. Would you rather trade that for four people like Bernie and three others?
Yeah.
Running everything. That's what happens with that's the Politburo. It's five people. Putin's got it down to one. Of course, he's kind of took in from socialism and took in a dictatorship, but that's where it evolves to. You can't give up the republic. You have to spread the power. But it can sound, and it doesn't work. It's like Churchill said, the problem with democracy, it's the unequal sharing of the wealth, but socialism's the equal sharing of the misery.
Mm.
And that's what Bernie forgets to tell us.
Well, and of course, then again, the Bernie followers say, no, 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 that's a lie. It's not that kind of socialism.
Well, the problem is it's state-run and state-mandated, and that means the incentive of the individual is gone, and that means nobody will end up doing anything. Why should you? You get it for nothing. So that's just the way it is. That's humanity, and the Americans figured out how to make that work, and it does. Mike, you're right. Working pretty good right now.
Well, it again, as you mentioned, it's for the very few, like a Politburo. Like if you're in the top five, it'll be good. Bernie Sanders, has three homes, including his latest $600,000 beach home. He's number one candidate on private jet use, and he's a Green New Deal guy. I mean, it's so hypocritical. You stumble over the boxes of hypocrites that are out there. And to me, Donald Trump went into, Rome, and everybody's wearing a toga, and he's not. He's in a Tommy Bahama shirt and shorts, and that doesn't fit in. So I think that he's had detractors. We had the Never Trumper Republicans too, and now that things are going so well, I think the Republicans are finally in line with this president. But I'm telling you, Johnny, it's been a battle for this guy the whole time since he came down the escalator.
Oh yeah, well that's right. But back to Bernie, it's ironic, and I give him credit as a true capitalist, Steve, because when you're running a campaign, and especially a large campaign, you have media consultants, media placement companies. The standard charge is 15% of the media placement. That's just what the industry charges. So he's got a good company doing his work. His wife! That's how they got their money.
Wow.
They took the $18 from everybody.
Man.
And then she's making a mint, placing his ad.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
There's nothing illegal about that.
Keep it in the family. All right, we move to the Astros. The Houston Astros came out yesterday about the cheating scandal and using electronics to know what pitches were coming to hit the ball better. Jim Crane, the owner of the Houston Astros, a little perplexing on this one.
Our opinion is, that this didn't impact the game. We had a good team. We won the World Series, and we'll leave it at that.
Jim, when talking about the Yankees there, did you say you feel like this didn't impact the game? And what do you mean by that?
I didn't say it didn't impact the game.
Yeah, you kind of just did. And then Alex Bregman and then Jose Altuve, a little sheepish.
I'm really sorry about the choices that were made by my team, by the organization, and by me. I've learned from this, and I hope to regain the trust of baseball fans.
And I want to say that the whole Astros organization and the team feel bad about what happened in 2017. We especially feel remorse for the impact in our fans and the game of baseball.
Well, they changed it. When you know the pitch coming, you're able to hit it at that level. You're so good at baseball. You're certainly one pitcher has sued Houston because he was traded or kicked out of baseball because of his performances against Houston. So, Coach, what do you think happens? What should happen from all of this?
Well, I think what's happened in sports, everybody is trying to get an advantage, whether it's fair or unfair. And that's what's happened. Everybody wants a little bit of an edge. You know, there's no question about it. If you're a hitter and you know it's a fastball or a curveball, that's a big, big difference or a changeup. And so, I mean, to be able to steal signals or to do things like that, to me, where's the sportsmanship? I mean, what is sport all about? Sport is about competition, fair, even, both sides, and you do the best you can and you try to win. Fairly and squarely. You don't try to win by cheating or by taking an edge. So I think we're forgetting what sport was in our country. I mean, I think if you went back to the guys who played the game in the 40s and 50s, they would be appalled by this, really. I mean, to me, I played baseball. You guys played baseball. I mean, when you get up there, and if you know a fastball is coming, you got a heck of a better chance to hit it than you do if you don't know it's coming. I mean, you're taking edges, and I don't like that. I think sports is a level playing field. You do the best you can, and if the other team's better than you, they're going to beat you. That's all there is to it.
Well, that's right, Coach. Sadly, it wouldn't have made any difference to me. I still would have struck out. But I got to tell you that the thing that's driving it, Stevie, is the prize is just untold wealth.
Yeah.
That's the thing, yeah. You see. And I don't know, people play because they love the game, but then they get focused on how much money they can make, which you can't blame them, I guess. But then it's like whatever it takes. And yeah. So I can see how it can corrupt the sport.
Much is enough? And these guys playing the game today never in their furthest dreams ever thought they could make the kind of money they're making now.
Right.
The sport has brought the money to them. The popularity of the game. And you know, listen, I think back to when I played the game of football. And my rookie year, my contract was $12,000. And I had a $6,000 signing bonus. That's $18,000. And I set a record for passes and this and that. And you know what my contract was next year? It was $18,000. He gave me a $6,000 raise on top of the $12,000, but it's the same thing I made. And you weren't going to get ahead of it. I mean, and you know what? In those days, $18,000 was a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's amazing the money they make, but I'm telling you, the advantage given. Coach, if the 85 Bears had video of the other team's plays and knew when they were going to run them, you'd never given up a first down. I mean, that advantage of knowing what's coming is off the charts, and to me is about as bad as it can get. And yet you're impacting other families, you're impacting other teams, other careers, but it's all to get ahead of this thing. And I tell you what, Johnny, the Houston Astros, every visiting ballpark they go to, it's going to be a show. And I wouldn't want to go to New York. They're going to go to the Bronx. September 21st is when they play at the New York Yankees. And that's going to be some kind of thing to watch there.
No, that's amazing. I wonder if there have been other teams doing it that did get caught.
Maybe. Maybe.
We'll never know, maybe.
Yeah.
But,
Well, it's something, and I'm sure it'll be talked about all baseball season wherever the Astros go. Okay, NBA All-Star Game. It's at the United Center this year, Coach. Do you know that, Johnny, and Coach, if you want to go to the NBA All-Star Game at the United Center, it's $6,500 for a good seat to watch the dunk contest. If you want to go to the actual All-Star Game Sunday night, it's $11,800 for a decent seat, Coach. $11,800 for a seat to the All-Star Game?
Well, I'm going to give you some good news. I'm going to miss it. I'm going to miss it because I think that's outrageous.
Oh,
I really do.
Goodness. That's crazy.
Well, I don't remember. We didn't pay hardly anything, but I went to the NBA All-Star Game in Houston, and we left at halftime.
Oh, no.
It was fun to watch, and it was quite a kind of a Kentucky Derby analogous. You know, everybody's dressed up, and it's quite the social event. But, you know, they're good, and By the way, if you want to watch a good basketball team who may not even make the playoffs because we're in a hole, the Pelicans of New Orleans are good coach.
Is Zion Williamson? He's really good. Yeah,
I went to the Super Bowl.
Oh,
and I didn't think it was a big social event. I went to the Super Bowl. I mean, really, I'm just saying. So you're talking about the NBA playoffs or whatever. I mean, you know, it's great. I mean, I've gone to them when Michael was playing, and I've enjoyed them. I'm a Bulls fan, but my goodness, I mean, come on. These guys, you know, you got to be grateful. The players got to be grateful. The kind of money they're making, they never in their furthest dreams imagined that they could make that kind of money playing a pro sport. And I mean, and it's happened.
Unbelievable.
And God bless them. I'm happy for them.
Right.
But boy.
Last thing, there's something going on in some of the school systems. I thought I'd get your opinion. There's no more A, B, C, D, F, Johnny. It's now EX exceeding, M, meeting requirements, DV, developing understanding, and the E is emerging. Not flunking, emerging. Okay. a little more positive.
Positive, and it sounds like A, B, C, D to V,
I'm telling you, though, we don't want to hurt their feelings, Coach.
I know, you can't do that now.
All right, so Johnny, you're going to have to tell me about the golf game. You go over and see Coach and Diana and let me know how that works out, and you're going to call Coach in a minute. You guys can set it up. And remember, Coach, you need strokes. And Johnny, he's hitting it pretty well. So,
Coach,
I need strokes from anybody.
Coach, we're talking about more of a social event there, too.
All right, guys, thanks for being on. We appreciate you, Coach. Thanks, Johnny.
God bless you guys. Take care.
All right, thanks, Johnny. Appreciate it. From West Palm Beach, Brother Johnny, and from Naples across the state, Mike Ditka. Johnny's down there for a wedding.
Okay.
Well, he's going to call Coach here in a minute and
nice.
Set up a golf game for Monday.
They sure have a long-standing friendship.
Yeah, they do. Johnny met Coach down in New Orleans when he was the Saints football coach.
That's right. I remember that. I was down in Louisiana at the time.
I remember when he put Coach on for the first time. I remember when I was standing. Hello?
Right. Having one of those fanboy moments.
Are you kidding? Hi, where are you guys going now? Can I call you in an hour? Oh, it's really a Chris Farley thing.
Uh-huh.
Let's check your weekend weather on this Valentine's Day 2020.
All righty. We've got a high of 17 expected, but plenty of sunshine, down to around 10 this evening. 38 the high tomorrow, down to 26, up to 42 with partly cloudy conditions, down to around 30 on Sunday. So we sure have some fluctuation in the temperatures, up into the mid to upper 40s by Monday with a 50% chance of showers. But we're currently at zero with the wind chill at 10 below. The wind chill advisory, by the way, with us until 9 a.m., but the winds are only at 6 miles per hour,
so that's not such a good factor. Yeah.
ESPN 93.5.
Well, and I have so many Mike Ditka stories that emulated from that first conversation and Johnny's friendship with him over the years, and the first time Coach came to Champaign-Urbana, he was doing some play-by-play and color commentary, rather, for when the Bears played at Memorial Stadium, and so he would be down here broadcasting the preseason games, and the first time he was ever at the Philo Tavern, I mean, the person that was sitting at the bar at the Philo Tavern spun completely around. People were bringing up ketchup bottles because they had nothing
right
for him to sign. And the iconic Mike Ditka walk in about 2001, and that's 20 years ago.
Yeah.
He just lost the job in New Orleans, and it was, you know, it was tough on him to not have that work out. The year they fired him, they'd lost 7 games in the last minute. It was so freakish. And then the next year, the Saints went to the playoffs, and it was Coach's team. But anyway, it was unfortunate, so he got to hang around a little bit in Philo and Johnny's recliner taking naps. And it was just a lot of fun to get to know Coach over the years. And he was as far as essentially saying what he thought, and that's why we loved having him on even 20 years ago. Just say, I thought he was talking like Trump talks, except before he was saying what you were thinking, but would never say. And that's essentially Donald Trump as well. We have a cool thing going on with See You at Home, where they're trying to help people that need homes. Ron Hoyne, Champagne Asphalt Company. How are you, Ron?
Good, Stevie. How are you doing?
I'm good. Am I understanding that Champagne Asphalt Company and their great owner, Ron Hoyne, you're going to give a 15...
Joe Lamb is our great owner.
I know Joe Lamb. He's a great guy, too.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Well, why don't I just say Ron Hoyne is the owner? It makes Joe go, what happened overnight? Did he
give you a promotion,
Did he
Ron?
Buy that from me? Well, it's anyway, Joe Lamb and great leaders like you, Ron Hoyne, $15,000 matching donations to See You at Home. Is that what I understand?
That's correct. Yeah, we heard about they were a little short on their 10-day campaign. They had $30,000 to raise. We thought we'd go ahead and match any community gifts for the next 10 days and get them over the hump.
So if I give 100, it's really 200.
Mm-hmm. If you give 100, it's really 200.
Ron,
if you give 500, it's really 1,000.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, that is outstanding. We appreciate Champagne Asphalt Company. So they would go to See You at Home. Is that where they
would? .us.
.us.
Big button there to donate. Okay. And you can do that inside the next few days. Do it for Valentine's Day. Maybe do it in memory of somebody or whatever. But that one winter night was a great event. And, of course, with these bitterly cold conditions, we know that our friends without an address need some help around this time of year.
They do. Well, Ron, tell Joe I tried to sell the company under him, but anyway.
Hey. Hopefully for not much money. But
Ron Hoyne, Champagne Asphalt, thank you to you. Thank you to Joe Lamb and the family. We appreciate what you're doing. We hope people take advantage of it over the next 10 days, but thank you for this. We appreciate it.
Yep, glad we could help. Thanks for doing this, guys.
You bet. Our pleasure. So go to
seeyouathome.us.
Uh-huh. Okay, and you can give, and essentially it's double what you give. 1,000, it's 2,000.
Mm-hmm.
And you're helping people get off the street. All right, 359-2255, you want to text in this morning? We will be right back. The news will be next, and then we've got a lot more in our Halloween Valentine's Day programming. Stand by. It's huge. This year is huge when it comes to spend. Stand by for that number next.
I was so frustrated. My laundry set just died, and I didn't have time to go all over town shopping. Between working and getting the kids to practice, I had to do it all online. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is where I purchased before, so I went there, appliance-world.com. Instantly, I got a response. I purchased a Maytag washer and dryer, had it shipped right away, and got their free 10-year protection plan. Really was easy. I dealt with a Dick Van Dyke sales associate right here in Central Illinois. Wow.
I'm Dennis Reakin, owner of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This is a true online story in the Champaign-Urbana area within the past month. Tired of hearing,
shipping is going to cost you a ton, buddy.
Or that'd be 3 or 4 weeks at least. When shopping online, Dick Van Dyke has made online business local and easy. I guarantee the best deal, whether online or in store, on your next appliance purchase. Wow.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get
that time of year, and Kelly's accounting for all tax types plus payroll and bookkeeping services. If you need help filing this year, you can go to Kelly's Accounting for all your tax needs. Kelly's Accounting, again, in Monticello, call 762-5509. It's 762-5509, kellysaccounting.com.
Independent contractors. I'm Ginny Cosola with your Fox Business Network tax tip. After this,
Kelly's Accounting does all tax types, individual, corporate, trust, partnerships, and estate, plus payroll and bookkeeping services. Your guardian angel in the finance department. Call their Monticello office, 762-5509, or visit kellysaccounting.com.
Do you receive a W-2 or a 1099, which means independent contractor? Employers need to know the difference.
It's very important to make sure that you are classifying your workers correctly, since misclassification can result in costly financial penalties.
CPA Dan Geltrude, managing partner at Geltrude & Company.
If you are found to have misclassified employees as independent contractors, you will likely have to repay all of those taxes and benefits that you weren't paying for before.
Independent contractors really need to be independent in what they do. It's the amount of control over the worker. Ginny Cosell, Fox News.
What's Kasasa Tunes? It's free checking that funds your fun. Now available at Prosper.
Prospect Bank. Earn refunds on your iTunes, Amazon.com, and Google Play purchases, all for doing the simple things that you do anyway. Free Kasasa checking even refunds your ATM fees nationwide. Get paid. Bank local. Ask for Kasasa at Prospect Bank or go to bankprospect.com and join the movement today. Qualifications and rules apply. See financial institution for details. Member FDIC.
Yeah, make sure you make a phone call, a nice, kind word to someone on this Valentine's Day, a day of love. We ought to do it every day, but we focus today. You're listening to WSJK ESPN.